Today we begin our journey as we embark to uncover the history and mystery of the Gog Magog, the so-called Armageddon, the apocalypse that's going to happen at the end of days. Supposedly there's going to be this huge war where people are going to be dying all over the place, and people are very afraid. They have a lot of fear of Moshiach because of this war of Gog and Magog. So we're going to be going through a lot of details about this war, who's going to be part of the war, etc. But the first thing we're going to do today in our first year is establish the facts that there is going to be something big happening right before or by the time of Moshiach. There are five Nevi'im that speak about a war or something massive that's going to take place by the times of Moshiach. These Nevi'im are Yoel, Yirmiah, Yechezkel, Daniel, and Zechariah. Now each one of these Nevi'im is a whole study in itself, and we're going to get through a little bit more in depth the details of the Nevuah of each of these Nevi'im. But I just want to establish the facts today, so I brought a few psukim from each of the Nevi'im. Now I brought the Nevi'im actually in chronological order, which means in the order of time where they lived. The first one we're going to learn is Yoel. Now a lot of people don't even know that Yoel was a Navi. But Yoel is actually, he's a Sefer of Nevi'im, I think a four Prokim. But there's actually a big mystery of exactly when Yoel lived. You have a lot of these scholars and the debate when exactly Yoel lived. But we are going to go with the opinion that Yoel lived by the time of Bayis Rishoin. And he was a Navi at the time when the Rasha Menashe was the king of Melech Yehuda. We learned in our previous shiurim that there was a very, very holy king called Chizkiyahu. And he was one that the Eibishter wanted to make him Moshiach in the war with Sancheirev. But he had a son whose name was Menashe, Big Rasha. And during the time of the reign of Menashe, there was a prophet, a Navi, whose name was Yoel. And in Perek Dalet of Yoel, the Torah tells us like this. It's going to be at that time of Moshiach, when all the Yidden are going to be gathered back and be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden, all the nations of the world are going to be gathered by the Eibishter, and they're going to be brought down to the valley of Yehoshaphat, v'nishpati imam sham al ami. And the Eibishter says, I will contend with them concerning my people, v'nachalasi Yisrael, asher pizru v'agoyim v'sartzi chileku. The fact that Yidin were spread around, there's going to be a big happening with the Goyim. And the Navi continues, and I don't have it here, but in Pasuk Tes, kiru zois b'agoyim, announce this amongst the Goyim, Kachu milchama, get ready for war. Ha'iru ha'giboidim, let the strong people get up. Yikshu yalu kol anche ha'milchama, all the people of war should get ready. In other words, Yoel is giving us a nevuah that in the time of Moshiach, there's going to be a great war that's going to take place. Let's see what Yirmiah says. Yirmiah, as we know, he lived later. He was also in the time of Bayis Rishoin, and he was the Navi in the time of Yoshiyahu, right before, like three kings before they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Yirmiah is always warning the kings of the eventual Churban and the terrible things that are going to happen. As a matter of fact, Yirmiah writes a kinos known as Megillas Eicha before the Churban, telling the Yidden how they're going to feel after the Churban Bayis. He was a real, he really, really was very clear about what's going to be happening and all the terrible things. So in Perek Lamed of Yirmiah, and I brought for you Psukim Hay through Zion. Again, there's a lot more, but we're just going to learn today just the basis. A few Psukim of each Navi. In Perek Lamed, Pasuk Hay, listen to what he says. Koyamar Hashem, Azoy Zok Tiye Bishter. Koyo Charoda Shamaynu, I hear a sound of terror. Pachad ve'ein sholem. It's full of fear and not peace. Shalu naru. Go ask around if they ever saw if a male had ever given birth. The answer is obviously no. So madu ar'isi kol gever yodav achalotzov ki yileda. And why do I see men walking around with their hands like this in pain as if they're about to give birth? In other words, why is everyone trembling? Why is everyone so nervous? Because there's big trouble brewing for Klal Yisrael. Obviously, eventually the Eibishter will save us from that as well. But the point is, he's prophesizing about a big event, fear. And what's that fear? Again, he goes through about a big war that's going to take place with the Goyim. The Navi Yecheskel is much more clear. Listen to what the Navi Yecheskel tells us in Perek Lamed Ches. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai le'mor, that the Eibishter told me saying, and this is the Aftoira that we read on Chalamoid Sukkis. Ben Adam, tells Yecheskel, man, sim ponecha al goig eretz amogoig. Look, turn your face to the king, Goig of Mogoig. Nasi Roish Mashaykh Mesevel Vinovi Alav. It's time for you to give nevuah about Goig. Via Marta, you have to say the following thing. Koya Mar Hashem. This is what the Eibishter says. Goig Nasi Roish Mashaykh Mesevel. He basically tells them that it's time for you to get all your armies ready for the great battle that's going to take place. So here's a very clear reference. Yecheskel is speaking about this big king, Goig, from Mogoig, which we'll learn about in our coming shiurim. What is Goig and Mogoig? And listen, this is Yecheskel speaking. When did Yecheskel live? Yecheskel lived in the time of the last kings of Yehuda, Yoyachin, etc., and also in the time of the Churban Bayis. So he's further down the line. He's also giving these nevuahs about the wars that are going to take place ba'achris hayomim. After Yecheskel, who is the most famous tzaddik and navi that is between Bayis Nishin and Bayis Sheni, he actually has a role in the story of Purim. Vayomer Esther lahasoch. This is Daniel. And the navi Daniel tells them, he speaks about what took place Bishnas Achas le Daryovesh Hamadi. We know that Daryovesh was the king. You know, he was became later the Persian king. And he says, he speaks about Hin Vata Emes Agid Lachoi Nioit Shloisha Malochim Oimdim Leporas. he speaks about a bunch of kings that are going to group together and start waging a war. And he continues in Perek Yud Beis, the famous Pasuk, Ube'esahi, and that time, Yamad Mechol Asara Godol Emel Al Bnei Amecha, Voiseis Tzora Sheloi Niyosa Miyois HaGoy Ade'esahi. There's going to be such terrible issues that are going to take place for Yidden that never existed from the time that we became a people until that very time. And he says the famous words, Ube'esahi will be on that time. Whoever is written in the book of life is going to be saved. Which, by the way, this is a pasuk that was used a lot for the power of having a letter in the Sefer Torah. That whoever is kosuv basefer, whoever has a letter in the Sefer Torah, brings themselves special protection. So again, Daniel is giving this ominous nevuas about some tough times that Yidden are going to have, Be'esahi. And finally we have Zechariah. Zechariah lives in the time of Bayisheni. In the time again of Melech Daryovesh, after they rebuilt, he was the ones that went up with Ezra to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And Zechariah, in Perek Yud Beis, Sukkim Aleph through Gimel, and again he speaks about the siege that's going to take place. There's going to be a big siege that's going to take place on Yerushalayim from all the goyim of the world that are going to come. Basically, that Yerushalayim is going to draw all these people, and all the goyim are going to be coming to lay siege on Yerushalayim. So we have five Nevi'im, Yoel, Yirmiah, Yecheskel, Daniel, and Zechariah, which are speaking about these wars or these big events that are going to be taking place before Mashiach. And the one that clearly mentions Goyig and Magoyig is Yecheskel. And this is the way it is in the Nevi'im. But soon we're going to see that Be'emes, the war of Goyig and Magoyig, was prophesied way before the times of the Nevi'im. As a matter of fact, it was prophesied in the Torah itself. That we will be discussing in tomorrow's shiur.